This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Get my inflammation lined up for the day. I tell you what, man, you guys out there in social media land need to be careful the kind of stuff you post. It can definitely come back to haunt you if you're not careful. There's a post circulating today that was posted by Jared Williams, our candidate for district attorney. He's not very fond of any of us Trump people. Pretty specifically. No. Yes, Mike, that includes you. Mike was looking behind him. He was like, uh-oh, me? Yeah, all of us. We'll share that post with you in just a few minutes. A couple other things going on, too, which are kind of interesting, including the pending trouble for the fire chief. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that today. And general musings on the election. The district attorney thing, though, has really got me interested for a couple of different reasons. I ran the numbers because I wanted to see specifically what the vote totals were. The Augusta Judicial Circuit is Augusta Richmond County. It's Richmond County. Richmond County, Burke County, and Columbia County, of course. And something very interesting happened in the last presidential election. Burke County is close to 50-50 as it can possibly be. It's within one percentage point. Clinton got Hillary Clinton 4,731 votes to Donald Trump's 4,491 votes. That's interesting. Columbia County, it was a huge Trump victory, 43,085 to 18,887. But Richmond County, it was the exact opposite, 48,814 to 24,461 for Trump. What you end up with there, this is interesting, is, again, a less than 1% deviation over that vote. And the reason this is interesting is because a lot of people are looking at the presidential race in 2016 as a bellwether, as some type of indication as to how a hard-fought DA's race is going to be. The problem, though, with this is, and by the way, Clinton in 2016, 72,432. Donald Trump, 72,037. So, again, far less than 1% difference separating the two candidates there. How do Natalie Payne and Jared Williams compare when running against each other to Trump and Clinton? Well, first of all, the female dynamic goes to Natalie Payne. I don't know if the black dynamic helps Jared William any more than the woman dynamic helped Hillary Clinton. I didn't see a lot of black voters not showing up to vote for Hillary Clinton in the Augusta area last election, 4 years ago. They were not necessarily enthusiastic, but I didn't see a large number of black folks staying home. Having said that, there's also an interesting dynamic here in Burke County where you've got Alfonso Williams, who is arguably the most popular elected official in recent county history, who is advocating very, very seriously and actively for Natalie Payne down there in Burke County. In Richmond County, there's not much. I haven't seen or heard Sheriff Roundtree say anything about the race. If he stays neutral, that's going to be interesting to me. In Columbia County, obviously, Sheriff Whittle is very, very seriously on Natalie's bandwagon. Now, in 2016, there were a lot of people like me who were highly doubtful of Donald Trump's potential as president. Unlike me, I voted. I voted for him because I recognized the danger that Hillary Clinton represented. But I was not an enthusiastic voter. There were a lot of people that weren't enthusiastic about Trump that didn't vote for him. I have several relatives of mine that I count in that number. Now, what's interesting about this, though, is that all but one of those relatives are now fairly enthusiastic Trump voters. So I think that when push comes to shove, when all is said and done, Natalie Payne's got the advantage. Also, she's an incumbent. This thing that surfaced over the campaign violations, I know it's tough to explain this. I'll try and do it the easiest way I can. Campaign violations in the state of Georgia that don't involve voter fraud or like stuffing the ballot box or bribing voters, none of that, which very rarely happens. Then we have accusations of that. People being bribed with free beer or something if they voted for somebody. Other than that, there's very little that ever matters when it comes to campaign violations. And I don't know exactly the nature, the specific nature of what they're accusing Natalie Payne of doing wrong, other than a task force that she helped put together when it comes to caring for the elderly and the at-risk population in the Augusta Judicial Circuit, mainly people who are victims of elder care homes or assisted living facilities. People that are at great risk for being either abused and or conned out of their money. I'm going to try and get into the specifics of it, and rather than talk around it, I'll just lay off of that right now. Other than saying nothing that she's been accused of doing or the campaign's been accused of doing is any kind of legal violation. It's a campaign violation, but it's not against the law. She's not being accused of stealing money. She's not being accused of doing anything that would get her any jail time or a conviction at the most if she's found responsible for what they're accusing her of, which she's saying she's not. But at the most, it would be a fine. Charles Walker used to laugh at those and say they were the cost of doing business. And I've, that's the way I've always regarded them. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't bring them to people's attention. But unless it involves outright fraud, for instance, Joe Mullins down in Florida, I believe what he was doing, misrepresenting campaign contributions from his family that he apparently was reimbursing from what we were told and what we were shown, was illegal. But that's not anything close to what Natalie Payne is accused of doing here. So we'll just keep it there for now. Anyway, this race is going to be very, very close. Again, in 2016, and I compare Republican-Democrat in the DA's race pretty closely to Republican-Democrat in the presidential race. It has always mirrored pretty closely. Trump's numbers in 2016 for the three-county area were down because of a lack of enthusiasm about Trump, which is exactly the opposite of what we got going on right now. It is crazy, the enthusiasm for this president among his supporters. It's also crazy, the hatred against this candidate by his detractors. Does that benefit Joe Biden? In some way it does. But getting back to the point here, even in a year when Republican support for the ticket was down, it was too close. It was a toss-up. It was almost a 50-50 split between Clinton and Trump in the Augusta Judicial Circuit. That's the baseline you're looking at in this election. And I think when I share with you the post that Jared Williams shared on Facebook back a few years ago about his feelings concerning Trump voters, and keep in mind, his opinion about Trump is one thing. He goes after people who voted for Donald Trump, who he's now looking for votes from. So this is going to be a very interesting conversation. Stay tuned. We'll have more details coming up in just a minute. But again, just to give you the numbers, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump collected just over 144,000 votes in the three-county area. And there was less than 400 votes that separated them. So that's less than a 1% variation. It is going to be less than a 0.5% variation. It's going to be fascinating to see how that vote total ends up in 2020, not only for Trump-Biden, but also for down-ticket races. So Jared Williams' past posts are being shared around the intranets, and I got several copies of it. People wanted me to respond, and let me share this with you. I'll post this over in the Austin Roadshow page. I am told this was a post from November 10th, 2016, 2 days after the election of President Trump. And again, this is the man that wants your vote as district attorney, and I don't know 4 years ago who he was working for. I can't remember whether he was still in the employ of the Augusta Judicial Circuit DA's office or not. He, for a relatively short period of time, worked in the DA's office, and then he went into private practice. But this is what JT Williams had to say, or Jared Williams, had to say about Trump voters. Y'all are idiots. No, let me dial that back. Y'all are racist. You're misogynist. You are, by your passive omission, advocates of sexual assault and perpetrators of rape culture. You hate gay people. Don't deem women fit to make decisions regarding their bodily autonomy. And you want to close the borders to keep immigrants from doing jobs you're too fat, lazy, or stupid to do yourselves. You have no class. You have no convictions. You wave your Bibles around while showing the world just how thin those values ring when it comes down to it. Many of you are frauds claiming never Trump because you knew what it would say about you to come out in support of him. You knew. Know how I know you knew? In 2008 and 2012, you asked me not to vote for Barack Obama. Both times, you tried to convince me that he was not the man for the job. In 2016, not one of you ever asked me to support this man. Why not? Because you knew his policies were hateful, racist, and all the myriad other things I've listed. You knew the people who would be affected by his policies, so you didn't bother trying to convince us. You knew. Make no mistake about it. We know. This is fascinating. First of all, Jared, if you're listening out there, or maybe any of you people that know him can deliver this message, I wouldn't waste my time trying to advocate a liberal vote for any Republican because it's not going to work, just like a good conservative is not going to vote for a liberal if they're a good conservative. They may not vote for the conservative in question, but they sure as hell ain't going to vote for the liberal. So I wouldn't waste my time trying to convince you. Why would I try and convince it? Like you trying to convince me to be Hindu. I'm not Hindu. Nothing against Hindus. Just not one of them. That's like trying to convince Minnesota Mike that he should be a Steeler fan instead of a Vikings fan. I might actually be able to get him to do that for all of a sudden.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, right. Bottom line, I respect that. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. So I won't waste my time. You're wearing a perfect color, ladies and gentlemen, after this weekend's showing. It's faded purple. It's not proud, bright, vibrant purple. It's faded purple.
At least it's not green and yellow.
That's true. All right. I'm picking on you. Man, Ben looked good last night after the first quarter. Benny Snell. Snell, yeah. Three quarters, over 100 yards rushing. Didn't even start the game. But I digress. Back to the point. So you have you have diehard liberals. I'm not going to ever try. Why would I waste my time trying to convince anybody that's a liberal to vote for a Republican candidate? So, Jared, let's get back to this business. We have no class. We have no convictions. You wave your Bibles around while showing the world just how thin those values ring when it comes down to it. Well, let's talk about that, shall we? You're a Democrat. And Democrats want no limitations on abortions, Jared. I understand if you want to make the case, and I don't blame you if you do, that an adult female should have the right over her own body to make that decision. But why should a 14-year-old girl be able to get an abortion without her parents even knowing about it? And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I have a daughter. She's now almost 30. If at the age of 14 or 13 or 12, she had gotten an abortion without her mother or me knowing about it, I would have found the doctor responsible and hurt him. Just like I would if anyone gave medical treatment to my son without my permission. Now, you know, if it's a life-threatening situation, that's an entirely different situation. But I don't know of any. I guess there are some. Mary Liz, Mary Fred, you working in there? And shame on me for putting you on the spot here, but since you're a woman, isn't there a such thing as an abortion that has to take place or a procedure that has to take place in a pregnant female to save her life that requires the abortion of a baby, like internal bleeding or something? Is it cut her mic on?
I think so. I can't say 100%, but I think that's correct.
Yeah, those are your pieces, parts, not mine.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know. I'm just trying to remember.
Thank you for recognizing that. I appreciate it.
I remember a few times hearing and seeing, you know, word from friends of mine who've gone through it and some extended members of my extended family. About 4 or 5 months into a pregnancy, something starts going wrong. And
if the mother's life's in danger.
Yeah, usually there's hemorrhaging involved and that type of thing. And the doctor says, we've got to do this now or we're going to lose the mother. Now, if that's something that happens to a 12 or 13-year-old girl and you can't get a hold of her parents, okay, fine. But this is my big problem with abortion via the Democratic Party right this minute. The Democratic Party wants no limits on abortion.
I know.
That's their official policy. And so if a 12-year-old girl gets pregnant and doesn't feel like she can talk to her mom and daddy, and by the way, I couldn't talk to my mom and dad when I made a bad grade in algebra.
Oh, yeah, times it
changed. I mean, I would hide that.
You're not kidding.
So I guarantee you if I were a 12 or 13-year-old girl and I was knocked up, I probably would try and hide that from my parents, too. I would, if you had a daughter, can you imagine if you got a phone call saying, Mary Liz, your daughter is in the hospital, something went wrong with a medical procedure, she was getting an abortion, 13 years old. Can you imagine what Tom
would do? No.
Tom is her husband.
Yeah, that big, tall guy. Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I cannot.
And I think you'd back him up on it.
When he went crazy?
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think you'd be right there with him is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And you know, is there any way other than the parent of a daughter that would know how that – I mean, in other words, there's a certain button that gets pushed when you talk about your girl. And I'm not saying that if a boy was involved, you wouldn't feel the same way. The parent of a child that you knew at the age of 12, 13, 14 was too shy to talk to you about certain things and just wouldn't have done it. You know, and I'm not saying that about you. I'm just saying that about me. I know my daughter's shy about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. And you have a boy and a girl, and I got a boy and a girl. And there's a world of difference as far as the overall protectiveness factor. I think it just naturally comes even bigger and greater with a female. And, yeah, I mean, my husband would have gone to any lengths to protect our daughter.
Oh, no doubt.
That is for sure. And her brother would, too.
In the state of California, you can get an abortion without parental notification or permission as long as you're pregnant.
At any age?
If you're pregnant.
Okay.
And there are states, prove me wrong, buddy. There are states throughout this country where the law is like that. It's a state-by-state decision. And in some places, it's a little more difficult to do it than others. But there are states, and the Democratic Party has been repeatedly asked to set limitations, and they won't do it. Because it's their policy that we don't affect a woman's right to choose.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We are not going to affect a woman's right to choose.
How about the fact that a 12 or a 13-year-old is not mature enough to make those kind of decisions?
How about the fact that there's virtually no medical procedure known to man except an abortion that they can get without parental notification and permission?
Good point.
Not a single one. Not a saying, can't get an appendectomy. An emergency. Appendectomy was a wrong example because that is an emergency. Can't get their ears pierced. Can't get a tattoo. Can't get anything. Nothing like that.
Got to have mom there.
Got to have
signature.
Mom and dad. Can't have dental work. Can't own real estate. Remember, that's a different situation. I mean, it's hilarious to me. Absolutely hilarious that the Democrat Party refuses to acknowledge that minors need that kind of protection. And also, anybody that would think that they know better than a mother and a father of a 12 or 13-year-old girl, again, they deserve an ass whipping. She's nodding yes, ladies and gentlemen. All these people that work in radio, I think they're afraid to agree with me.
I am. My head is nodding. Yeah. I'm totally on the same page with you on that one.
Yeah. And again, 18 years old, 17, I mean, you know, whatever the age of consent is, I may not agree with it, but I realize I have nothing to say about it. I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with that at all. Yeah. I mean, as far as an 18-year-old,
right.
This is a little off topic, but I got a big problem with the fact that just because they turn 18, then we don't have any rights anymore, yet I can still write the check for their tuition in college.
Well,
you know? but I can't know anything about what
they're... Well, that's pretty funny.
It is funny.
What she's talking about is when a child reaches the age of majority, and goes off to college.
Once they hit 18.
Even though mom and dad are paying for tuition, the school cannot, by law, reveal the grades to the parents.
That's right.
Without the kid's permission.
I can't even get medical information anymore without their permission, you know, once they turn 18. So that's just kind of funny. They'll let you keep paying. Write the check.
Well, you know what I would do if I were ever in that situation, and hopefully I never will be, I'd say, well, the money's going to stop. That's it.
Too late.
You've got one job. Well, no. I mean, obviously, you've already graduated. Yeah, but you don't have to worry about your problems have been solved. They graduated.
That's right.
But again, you're going to live under my roof. You're going to live under my rules. That's why Austin left at 18.
Ah.
Out the door. Zip bang.
Okey-dokey.
I loved Bob and Beth, don't get me wrong, but their rules kind of weighed me down a little bit. So, and by the way, if I could get go back, oh my God, and grab 18-year-old Lawson and say, shut up and sit down.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
If you could just have one do-over. You know, I think everybody should have one.
If I had one.
I know. Tough decision, wouldn't it be?
I'd go back and take the points in Super Bowl 10 and get a bunch of money.
Geez.
No, I mean, trust me, there's a whole lot of things I would have. But that's just, it's crazy when you think back.
I got a couple ex-wives that pertains to you.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. She only said one do-over.
I said you get one.
That's right. That's
there's
right.
One.
That would only undo half
choose
of our problems.
Choose wisely.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what mine would be. There are too many to count.
Well, no, you only have one in your life.
I only have one spouse, but if I had to just choose one do-over, it might be difficult to choose one.
We're getting more advice here from somebody that doesn't have children.
Okay.
It says they're adults at 18. Mary Liz should know if they take out their own student loans, that they can take out their own student loans if need be, and the grades are not their parents or the student loan company. Perrin, it's the fact that she just said, if we're paying for it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, she and Tom did.
I did. My checkbook can vouch for that.
Guarantee you.
Yes.
They did.
We did.
Unbelievable. And I can only imagine what that outrage would be. Right now I'm getting mad that my son's cleats have mud on them on the Steeler rug. Right now that's the extent of my outrage.
Clean it up, Bo.
Right. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.